temperature KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to the upper teens. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. For Friday, a blend of clouds and sun, mid 40s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 24. Saturday, mostly sunny at 43. Currently, it's 53.
So I'm meeting my girlfriend's parents over winter break, and I'm freaking out. I mean, should I wear a tie? Do I give them a hug?
You may still be working up the courage for the big moment, but with Michelin tires, at least you'll have confidence on the drive over. And from November 15th to December 11th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for this limited time offer.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/11/17. Void where prohibited.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp spearheading a bipartisan effort to make sure the electronic logging device mandate for livestock haulers is delayed for 1 year. A group of senators wrote to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressing support for the delay that was written into the House-passed transportation bill. The delay of the ELD mandate is set for 1 year, which should give haulers time to work with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration on the strict hours of service rules the truckers have to live by. U.S. Cattlemen Association Transportation Committee Chair Steve Hiker thanked the senators that signed the letter. He said, "We're hauling a living, breathing commodity that must get to its destination as soon as possible after it's loaded onto the truck." He said a ELD would only increase the number of stops, thereby keeping cattle in their trailers longer. It would only add to what is already a stressful time for the animals' lives. The comfort and safety of the cargo was the utmost importance. He adds U.S. Cattlemen Association appreciates that Congress recognizes the need for the additional flexibility within the rule. Well, several pro-trade Republicans met with President Trump to discuss trade. Their goal was to let the president know on a face-to-face basis how important NAFTA is to keep on negotiating. U.S. officials have taken a hard-line stance in negotiations with Canada and Mexico, causing concerns that the talks could fall apart, and Trump would likely then pull out of the deal. Ahead of the meeting, Trump talked about the tremendous losses in trade with Canada and Mexico, including a $71 billion with Mexico and $17 billion deficit with Canada. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and agview.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at agview.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at agview.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at AgView.net.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A liberal teacher and volleyball coach is accused of inappropriately touching three students. Administrators submitted documents to the school board that Tyson McGuire had been reprimanded three times over the course of three school years for inappropriate conduct. KWCH reports the school board fired Tyson McGuire on Monday. The 20th candidate for governor has thrown his hat into the ring. Olathe businessman Greg Orman has appointed a treasurer for an independent campaign for Kansas governor next year. Orman received national attention in 2014 for running as an independent for the U.S. Senate against Republican incumbent Pat Roberts. Orman received 43% of the vote after the Democratic nominee withdrew. The Topeka City Council has voted to ban the sale of tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. The ban includes selling cigarettes and other tobacco-related products, including electronic cigarettes, to anyone under the age of 21. I'm Stephanie Austin.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Oh, thank goodness Boot Barn was there with holiday specials you'll want to share. Justin and Durango boots, what a beautiful pair. Up to $50 off Justin and $20 off Durango. These specials have been packaged with care. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. With love, Boot Barn.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Kansas currently has no program to monitor how effective its many business development incentives have been, but that could soon change if one group of lawmakers gets its way. The Lawrence Journal World reports the Interim Special Committee on Commerce voted yesterday to recommend that the legislature set up a permanent joint subcommittee whose job it would be to track how much the state spends or how much tax revenue it foregoes in order to attract or retain businesses and what kind of return the state gets on that investment. A convicted sex offender has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison for sexually assaulting a 12-year-old Kansas girl. The Sedgwick County DA's office said that 44-year-old Kelly Farr was sentenced to 267 months. He pled guilty in August to attempted rape and did not appear in court for his October sentencing. A warrant was issued and Farr was sentenced yesterday. The victim said this sexual assault began when she was in sixth grade and continued for 2 years. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. An Air Force Master Sergeant accused of having sex with a 15-year-old girl has been given 6 months in Sarpy County Jail. 41-year-old Jason Gibson of La Vista was sentenced yesterday after he pled no contest to attempted sexual assault of a child. Prosecutors say that Gibson and a co-defendant, former Omaha youth pastor Clint Bitter, had contacted a third man to set up a meeting with the girl. Police say a man died after being shot on the south side of Omaha. Officers sent to investigate the report of a shooting found the wounded man. He died after being taken to the hospital. Police have identified him as 32-year-old Matthew Johnson. No arrests have been made in the case. A Douglas County grand jury has concluded that criminal charges are warranted against two former Omaha police officers in the June stun gun-related death of a mentally ill man. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. Marysville and Blue Rapids police chiefs expressed a need for the county attorney to serve full time. Laura Johnson McNish was present and discussed renewing attorney contracts for child in need of care cases and discussed her concerns with splitting the
county attorney and county counselor positions. Jason Brenninger was also present and discussed how his office would handle child in need of care cases and other duties. Commissioners recently approved a plan contracting with Johnson McNish for county attorney and Brenninger as county counselor. Annual $300,000 payment in lieu of taxes for the wind farm project was deposited to the Road and Bridge Special Fund. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and approved a 3% increase in base pay for county employees, except jailers who had received an increase earlier. A new membership list was presented for the Local Emergency Planning Committee and was approved. Salvation Army kettles have been placed throughout the county. All donations will remain locally in Washington County. A letter of resignation was received from Tom LeCure of the Mill Creek Township Board. Road and bridge issues were updated, including an engineering estimate for the B Street project in Washington. Nebraska Department of Transportation will consider projects submitted for matching funds with the second year of a cooperative program designed to help counties catch up on deferred road and bridge work. Gage County is combining efforts with Pawnee County on a box culvert project and is working with Johnson County on metal pipe projects. Those selected qualify for a 55% match up to $150,000 per project. It's hoped that partnering with other counties will increase chances of selection. Authorities are investigating the theft of a vehicle from DNS Trucks east of Marysville sometime overnight Tuesday. A 2007 black Chevy Suburban, perhaps with dealer tags, was taken from the lot at DNS Trucks sometime after 6 p.m. Tuesday and before 10 a.m. Wednesday. Anyone with information on the missing 2007 black Chevy Suburban is asked to contact Marysville Police at 562-2343. Carla Renee Polson, age 65, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, southeast of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family visitation Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Renee Polson. Mary Frances Jurgens of Summerfield passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church, Summerfield. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley's Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Jurgens. Wayne L. Whitesell, age 82, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Wayne Whitesell. Alvin F. Sedlacek, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Alvin Sedlacek.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Marysville Chamber of Commerce Retail Committee will host Santa Claus greeting youngsters at his house on the Kester Block Thursday evenings 5 to 7 and Sunday afternoons 1 to 3, December 3rd through Christmas.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, not a whole lot going on across the central parts of the Midwest. We had a cold front move through yesterday into the overnight hours, and now we have a high pressure system that's pretty much sitting across the central parts of the plains, and this will continue over the next several days. Otherwise, temperature-wise, cool for today, but warming back up into the 40s and 50s from Friday into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Thursday, sunny skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper teens. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies, mid-40s. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 24. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures right around 43. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 22. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high near 55, and Sunday night, mostly clear. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early December 44, record high in the state 77 in 1939. The average low 24 and the record low is 4 below 0 in 1950. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:29.
One of the month's sky-watching highlights is not what you can see, but what you can't see. We'll explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 7th, the 341st day of the year. Author Willa Cather was born on this day. It's the 76th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor and the final Apollo moon mission lifted off on this day in 1972. A strange planetary configuration awaits sky watchers tonight. It's a rare occasion when no visible planets are in the sky. Our celestial neighbors will be absent until Mars and Jupiter arise just before dawn. But as if to make up for it, heavenly fireworks return with a bang by the middle of next week when the Geminid meteor showers peak, with little interference from a thin crescent moon. And in 2 weeks, the winter solstice marks the official beginning of winter, occurring on the morning of the 21st. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
The new 2018 Chevys have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickups, the new Chevy Camaro, Chevy Equinox, Chevy Traverse, and Chevy Impala, the new Buick LaCrosse and Buick Enclave for 2018, now at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. The Kansas City Chiefs have suspended Marcus Peters for Sunday's game against Oakland after the volatile young cornerback's embarrassing tantrum during a last-minute toss to the Jets last weekend. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said yesterday that Peters would not practice with the team as it prepares to face the Raiders in a crucial showdown between teams tied atop the AFC West. Peters, an All-Pro last season, will return the following week against the Chargers. Stiebel hit 5 3-pointers and scored 19 points. Jalen Noel added 15, and Washington led most of the way in upsetting second-ranked Kansas 74-65 last night. LeGerald Vick had a career-high 28 points last night, but it wasn't enough as Washington stunned Kansas. Next up, Kansas welcomes number 16 Arizona State to Allen Fieldhouse on Sunday. Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes, and there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Kansas State Offensive Coordinator Dana Dimmel has been named as head coach at UTEP, where he'll take over
over a team coming off a winless season. Dimmel was named the Miners coach yesterday. Sean Kugler resigned October 1st after the team's 0-5 start in his fifth season at his alma mater. Former coach Mike Price served as interim coach the remaining seven games. UTEP said in a news release that the school and the 55-year-old Dimmel are working on a mutually agreeable start date following completion of his coaching responsibilities with K-State. This will be Dimmel's third stint as a head coach. He had a 30-39 record at Wyoming from 1997 to 99 and Houston from 2000 to 2002. And Connor Frankamp is now in the Wichita State record books. Frankamp has shot a triple in 30 consecutive games, which is a new school record for Wichita State University. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldog basketball versus Clay Setter Friday live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Jolly, it's a hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids this Saturday. Start with the Fireman's Pancake Feed from 7 to 11. Check out the Christmas Basket Sale at the library and score some wonderful gifts at the Christmas Bazaar in the gym. Visit the Blue Rapids businesses, open houses all day. Don't forget the Beard Contest, prize drawing, soup supper, and lighted parade to finish off this Christmas welcome. It's a hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids on Saturday.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Keep the Christmas tree stand filled with water, and your tree will stay fresh throughout the holidays. This is easier said than done. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Try assigning someone looking to get on Santa's good list to this task. They'll need to check stands with smaller reservoirs and freshly installed trees several times a day. Once a day should be enough for most stands after that. Reduce your workload and increase your success by investing in a tree stand with a larger reservoir. The National Christmas Tree Association recommends using a tree stand that holds 1 quart of water for every inch of trunk. Or purchase or make a Christmas tree watering system. Use a bucket or tin as an additional water reservoir. Employ tubing to move the water from this container to the tree stand as needed. Test the system before abandoning your daily watering schedule or leaving town for the weekend. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
If not for a song, this tragedy could have been forgotten by many. However, when you hear the lyrics, you'll immediately know the tale of a ship and her crew. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped
in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. It's a story we perhaps know best from song.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Gordon Lightfoot's song certainly helps to tell the story. He did actually a great job with his lyrics.
Bruce Lynn recounts the story from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
It did sink just quickly enough that it disappeared off of a radar screen of another ship that was following it that night so quickly that a snow squall came through. It was on the radar screen before that snow squall. This was right around 7:10 p.m., and it was, again, November 10th, 1975. And then that little blip on that radar screen just literally disappeared that quickly.
There were 30-foot waves at the time. Today, there are only theories about what happened. Paul Saverin at the Valley Cap Ship Museum has a few of the only artifacts from the Edmund Fitzgerald.
When she sank, they were debris. Two of it were the lifeboats. The lifeboats are inside the museum ship Valley Cap, and these are open and viewable for the display.
Exploratory subs have examined the wreckage on the lake's floor. For the most part, the site remains undisturbed.
It was the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society that in the 80s and early 90s then recovered, at the request of the parents, the bell from the Edmund Fitzgerald. And with that, they replaced it with another bell that had all of the names of all of the sailors. So the legend lives on.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
You can see the TV version of our story by following the American Countryside on Facebook or watch it on the free Farm Journal On Air app. Traveling the Countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
When gardening season gets here, you'll be eager to shove that spade in the dirt. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You don't want a dull edge, so now is a good time to sharpen your garden tools as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It doesn't matter what you grow. It doesn't matter how many acres you farm. What matters is that you're there when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Outstanding education, technology, innovation, and some of the greatest minds in agriculture all in one place. Commodity Classic is for every farmer who wants to get even better and even more profitable. And that would be just about every farmer, right? Spend some farmer time in Anaheim, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
I have a bunch of garden tools that could probably use a good sharpening. It's not hard to do, and I'll thank myself come spring when I'm ready to use them again. Craig Sachs is an extension ag agent at the University of Wisconsin. He says sharpening garden tools is an art, but it doesn't have to be perfect, so something is better than nothing. Most hoes and shovels come with a preset blade angle from the manufacturer, which makes the sharpening process much easier. Sachs recommends using a 10-inch mill file.
I'll clamp the tool down securely. I'll be wearing, for safety reasons, leather gloves and safety glasses, and I will put that file down on the tool and push it away from me to sharpen that edge. Now, as I'm doing that, with both my hands, I can adjust that angle as I'm pushing away, and I can also watch that angle to make sure that it stays the same.
The mill file is Sachs's go-to sharpening device for most of his tools, but with pruning shears, he uses what he calls a pocket file, which looks like an overgrown mechanical pencil. It's best to sharpen your tools moving away from the blade edge so you don't cut yourself. But there is an exception. Sachs says when you sharpen away from the blade's edge, you create a metal burr on the back of the blade's cutting edge.
You need to clear that burr off of there. before that tool is completely sharp. If you were to clamp down on that pruning shears and not have removed that burr, you will have damaged that cutting edge. So if it's possible in a safe fashion, I would encourage you to consider sharpening those into the cutting edge.
The burrs can be scraped off with a file or sandpaper. So how do you know when the tool is sharp enough? You can carefully feel the edge with your fingers or just look at the bevel and angle. Find more tips for sharpening your garden tools at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver to resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Thank you. that we know we're losing farmland faster than ever, maybe something can be done to slow that down. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
This month, the American Farmland Trust is releasing details of a study showing that the loss of farmland in the United States is outpacing what we thought. AFT President John Piotti.
20 years ago, we did a similar study called Farming on the Edge. That proved catalytic. That encouraged the creation of a number of farmland protection programs. It's probably resulted in the protection of 3 or 4 million acres of farmland. We think what we're doing now is going to be far more catalytic than that.
Just as the last study was used to help preserve farmland, Piotti believes the latest study will serve in a similar fashion.
We are doing a state-by-state analysis, which will link what we're learning to the policies and practices that states are putting in place to try to support farming or to prevent farmland loss.
Learn more at farmland.org. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust, you can conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. This week, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts announced a new Director of Agriculture, Steve Wellman from Syracuse.
And so I know that Steve is going to do a fantastic job of representing Nebraska. It's really something that I'm looking forward to working with him. Steve has been on my Ag Advisory Committee. He's been on Trump's Ag Advisory Committee. He's been able to be involved in a number of different organizations to be able to promote agriculture here in Nebraska. And so I think he is just a great fit to build on the tremendous foundation that Greg Ibaugh left for us. You know, Greg was the Ag Director for 12 years, built a tremendous foundation here in the Department of Agriculture. Now it's our job to build upon that foundation and take it to the next level.
Director Wellman talks about what he's looking most forward to as the director.
I'm looking forward to working with Nebraska's farmers and ranchers, and also working with the governor and his team and the ag organizations that represent our farmers and ranchers here, and the other stakeholders that have a common interest for promoting and growing agriculture throughout the state.
Wellman is a multi-generation family farmer from the Syracuse, Nebraska area. Wellman replaces longtime Director of Agriculture Greg Ibaugh, who resigned to take a position in USDA. And USDA's National Ag Statistics Service started mailing out the 2017 Census of Agriculture forms to producers this week. Conducted once every 5 years, the census aims to get a complete and accurate picture of American agriculture. The resulting data used by farmers, ranchers, trade associations, researchers, policymakers, and many others. And the data plays a vital role in community planning, farm assistance programs, technology development, farm advocacy, agribusiness setup, rural development, and a whole lot more. The census response deadline, February 5th of next year, and responding to the Census of Agriculture required by law. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. The pressure continues on corn, soybeans, and wheat as we go through the middle part of the day here on Thursday. December corn down a quarter cent, 339. March corn down 1.5 at 351 and a half. The later months are all lower. December Kansas City wheat down 2.75 at 403 and a quarter. March down 3.75, 419 and three quarters. Not a good day for wheat. January soybeans down 10, 992. March beans down 9.75 at 1005. The later months are all down by 9 cents or more. December soybean meal down 580 at 334.60. January bean meal is down 610 at 336.20. Bean oil trying to rally from the bottom up. December is down 5 points at 33.04, but January is up 16 at 33.33. The later months are all in the plus side as well. So maybe a bit of a rally underway for soybean oil. The livestock complex continues to be problematic. Tried to get a rally going earlier, but couldn't make it stick. December live cattle down 12, 115.77. Feb down 47 at 118.80. January feeders down 7 at 145.95. March feeders down 15 at 143.95. Later months are all lower in both live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs continue working the downside. December down 5 at 63.77. February hogs down 30 at 68.65. So not a lot of positives in our ag futures markets here so far on Thursday. Cotton is an exception, however. March cotton up 64 points at 73.37. May cotton is up 47 points at 73.86. So a little better news for cotton than we are seeing for some of our other ag futures. December gold is currently down $11.70 at $1,251.10 an ounce. So really having some struggles with gold today. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Corn farmers, are you looking for something that has yield potential, good drought tolerance, excellent standability, and profitability for you in a cornfield, whether it's dry land or irrigated? Look at Midland Genetics 594 Corn, one of the leaders in the industry today. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds at 1-800-634-2836. 1-800-634-2836.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar, because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, talking about an event in history 6 years earlier, 1941, after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in history as a day of infamy. As a youngster on the dairy farm in Wisconsin, I remembered those words from President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I didn't quite know what those words meant, but I knew it couldn't be good. And of course, the date of the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese Industrial Empire. And so today we celebrate the 76th anniversary of that history-changing event. And I was reminded of it it last week with the passing of Gomer Pyle, the passing of Jim Nabors. Because on the 65th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor bombing, my wife and I were invited guests, and we were at the harbor at the precise time that the Japanese bombers came over to start their bombing runs. It was an emotional moment because on hand were the few remaining veterans of the Pearl Harbor attack. And it was the last quarter century observance of the bombing because there are very few survivors left. But Jim Nabors was there, sang the national anthem as a destroyer with sailors in dress white sailed by. And we were there as we watched the missing flight formation. And it was a somber event. And it's a date that I think no American can forget, and no American should try to change history. Back with the final word after this message.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Sedex lubricants with Sedex gift cards for gallons. You earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 125 gallons of Sedex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases. Purchase now through February 28, 2018. Just visit your farmer's cooperative branch for complete offer details and ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Sedex Total Protection Plan.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Let no American ever forget this day in history. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly, knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
Big data is exploding on the agriculture scene. Should you embrace the new technology? Well, that depends on its worth to you on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It doesn't matter what you grow. It doesn't matter how many acres you farm. What matters is that you're there when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Outstanding education, technology, innovation, and some of the greatest minds in agriculture all in one place. Commodity Classic is for every farmer who wants to get even better and even more profitable. And that would be just about every farmer, right? Spend some farmer time in Anaheim, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
When new technology comes out in agriculture, farmers usually have one of two reactions. They're scared of it, or they can't wait for all the potential opportunities. After a while, it's apparent what the technology can and can't do, and farmers determine whether they should use it on their farm. Shannon Farrell is an associate professor of ag economics at Oklahoma State University. He says whether it's small data technology specific to one farm or big data, which may encompass thousands of farms, the information is only as good as that data's reliability.
So if we're going to aggregate data across tens of thousands of farms, number one, we probably need some sort of standard data language to make that kind of communication happen. We've got to understand that data from this farm stacks up apples to apples compared to the data from this farm. So you need a standard means of calibrating those sensors and making sure that they actually are saying the same thing.
Farmers often wonder if they own the data and how much is it worth. His answer is, what's the data worth to you.
Is the value of that data just simply knowing how you performed last year and you want the pride of knowing that I did really well? Or are you going to actively use that data to make management decisions that hopefully will make your farm more profitable? So if you're really able to determine what the value of that data is in terms of how you set your decisions for the year going forward, that probably dictates what that data's value is to you.
And then there's privacy. How much would you pay to have that data kept secret? It's an important topic for some, and others say, I don't care. Put my data on the web. I'm Jody Henke. Get in the discussion about farm data at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States Department of Agriculture says ag exports for the first 10 months of 2017 increased significantly, but that is offset by an even greater rise in import numbers. USDA trade analyst Bryce Cook has the specifics.
There have been $112.3 billion worth of agricultural export, $4.8 billion larger than it was in 2016 up through this time, 4% growth. Compare that with the 6% growth in imports from last year to this year, this year's total reaching $100.7 billion thus far through 2017, leaving a surplus of $11.5 billion.
In a related story, Ted McKinney, the new USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, has been busy since he was sworn in. He's visited India, Brazil, Colombia, and Panama with the goal of increasing trade opportunities. CapitalPress.com says the U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting a new emphasis on generating more trade opportunities overseas for American agriculture. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue recently said his goal is to have McKinney become a member of the Million Mile Club. McKinney spoke from a recent trip to Panama City, saying the goal is to remind trade partners that, quote, we're open for business, including both exports and imports. The four countries he's taken trips to are not the biggest U.S. trading partners, but the goal is to, quote, leave no stone unturned when it comes to generating more business for agriculture. The U.S. signed free trade agreements with Colombia and Panama in 2012, and trade has flourished in those countries since then. The intention of these trips is also to grow trade both ways, with McKinney saying the U.S. benefits from imports too, especially of products the country doesn't produce itself. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.